These podcasts are based on the statement in Luke 1, verse 1, things accomplished among us. This is number 5, and the title of this podcast is Peter and Distance, based on Luke 5, 1 through 11. The time came when Jesus was preaching in Galilee to call the disciples to follow him. These men were professional fishermen who had not enjoyed a good catch. They were washing their nets. Jesus boarded Simon Peter's boat, put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. After the sermon, he said to Simon Peter, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Peter seemed skeptical, but followed those instructions. The result was a huge catch of fish that almost sank the boat. Others had to quickly come and help. After this miracle, here's how Luke reports Simon Peter's reaction. This is Luke 6 in verse 8. "But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.'" I want us to think about that. If this man was able to enhance your business by this miraculous catch, why would you send him away? Doesn't it seem more likely you would run to Jesus and give him a big hug and ask him to sign on to your fishing enterprise and maybe anticipate early retirement? Why in the world would Peter tell Jesus to go away? The answer is contained in the statement. Peter asked for distance because he was forcefully aware of his sin, knowing who brought in all these fish. He said, "I am a sinful man. I want distance." It should cause us to reflect on the distance created by sin. Sin takes us away from God. Peter knew he was a sinner, and at this moment painfully acknowledged that he was not fit to be with deity. It is similar to the scene in Isaiah chapter 6 when the prophet realized he stood in the presence of deity. His reaction was to pronounce a woe on himself because of his sin, Isaiah chapter 6. It is one thing to know you haven't done right, and it's easy to ignore that when you're around many others who haven't done right. But when you are struck by divine perfection, if your heart is right, you know you are not worthy, and you admit you are a sinner. Studying Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John ought to have similar impact on us as we learn about the perfect master who knew no sin, who was morally pure in the highest sense. As John the Baptist said, "We are not worthy." Yet because of God's grace, we can have our sins forgiven when we respond obediently to the gospel of Christ. Thank you for listening.